This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Can you please open your textbooks to Chapter 8 and we'll get started?
Good morning!
Are promoting our schools, securing our future.
Totes and goats.
Totes the goats.
We're trying to teach you to think.
Fighting for Idaho.
It's kind of hard to, like, keep up with everything, like school and cheer.
Anyone? Anyone?
Right here in high school, I know that I'm gaining experience that's going to help me no matter what I want to do.
Fighting for you.
We are very appreciative of KIDO Radio coming to our schools and giving us a chance to promote the good things that we do at this.
Thanks for previewing our school. We're proud of it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Pay attention, Dustin.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, K. Miller in the Morning. Coming up, we'll tell you a little bit about Miller's mission next week. We're promoting our school, securing our future, covering the Snowden story as well. If you missed it, this is something that we'll be talking about between now and 7:30. This is Eddie Snowden, or as Sweet Willard likes to call him, Eric Snowden, from NBC's Brian Williams Snowden special last night.
I've worked for the Central Intelligence Agency undercover overseas. I've worked for the National Security Agency undercover overseas. And I've worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency as a lecturer at the Joint Counterintelligence Training Academy, where I developed sources and methods for keeping our information and people secure in the most hostile and dangerous environments around the world. So when they say I'm a low-level systems administrator, that I don't know what I'm talking about, I'd say it's somewhat misleading.
Now, why does anybody have to talk to the press anymore? I mean, really, look, you're a spy, you're Michael Weston, you're James Bond, you're Bruce Wayne. Do we really need to know? Do we care? Certainly the things revealed last night, very disturbing. In addition to that, just whatever happened to privacy. I don't think the NSA really respects the Fourth Amendment. We're joined now by Valerie Miller. She's an eighth grade language arts teacher. She also does some writing, robotics, Chromebooks, just about everything. And you're a Packer fan.
I am a Packer
fan. How did you end up here in the Treasure Valley?
Well, about 10 years ago, my husband took a job for Hewlett-Packard, and we ended up here. So there you have it.
All right. This is must-know information here. We need to know these things at 580KIDO. So let's talk a little bit about some of the innovations that we have here, not only in CUNA, but throughout the Treasure Valley. You're talking a little bit about the robotics program.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of robotics, I think of Danger Will Robinson, Lost in Space, and anybody under 25 or 35 is going, what?
Yeah, they don't even get that reference.
Right.
We're talking about Lego NXT Robotics. So they're robots. They come in kits. The kids put them together and learn to program them. They have a variety of sensors that they come with. So they have a touch sensor. They have an ultrasonic sensor. They have a sound sensor, so you can make them clap on and clap off, things like that.
So it's like Minority Report, where you have all the I don't really do my – I just watch movies a lot. That's my education, my postgraduate work.
Okay.
A lot of fiction.
Yes. So we teach the class. It's a hybrid class. It's we use a Carnegie Mellon curriculum that's online, and it comes with video. So the kids are in with partners in front of the computers.
And for people at 580KIDO that don't know the significance of Carnegie Mellon, if you could provide a little insight on that, that's really prestigious college, university in Pittsburgh.
Yes, it is. It's a great school, and they've done a lot of the early programming work. And so they one of their missions is to make it accessible to everyone. So it was quite a reasonably priced curriculum.
You have to pay for a curriculum?
Yes, you do.
Wow. I don't think a lot of people knew that.
Oh, yeah, you do. And online access to it. We have a building license here, which is actually wonderful because I have an opportunity. I'm going to use that license again this summer. We're going to do a little summer camp for kids.
Now, let me ask you here at 580KIDO. Here we are in CUNA, Idaho, and then you have this, Carnegie Mellon. Mellon's still one of the richest families in the world. Just giving you a broader perspective, Andrew Carnegie, philanthropist, and his university there still continues his mission. But they have, like, some of the world's first degree programs in innovative technology that I can't even comprehend or spell or pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be possible for someone here through this program to go there and really lead the world when we're talking about innovation?
Oh, absolutely, especially when they're done with the program. What I love about teaching this particular course is any student can take it. You don't need any prior knowledge coming into the class. So it's really scary for a lot of kids at first. And then once they get into it.
And we're talking middle school. Remember, we're talking middle school kids to people listening at 580KIDO, not high school, middle school. So you have all your insecurities.
Yes.
You're growing. You're doing these things. And then we're talking about this program of the future.
Yeah, it's kind of fabulous because you have kids from all backgrounds. So some of the kids who turn out to be the greatest robotics engineer technicians, as I call them, are kids who've never touched technology. Some of them don't have computers at home.
Right.
But they just have a knack, or they're great builders, or they're just great creative out-of-the-box thinkers. The other fun thing about the class is, as I said before, any kid can take it. So we have kids from the special end of the spectrum to the high-end STEM kids, the science, technology, engineering, mathematics kids, and everybody in between. And they partner up
right.
and get to work.
Now, the other skill that you're teaching, one of many, writing. How does one write good?
Well, one works on writing well with clarity. So brevity and clarity. And it's one of the great things about that I work into this class, as well as my regular language.
Brevity? Who has time for brevity these days? Hear me now. No one wants to listen, yes.
That's true. No one does. But what's great about the robotics class is kids learn to write really clearly because a lot of times they can complain to you in an English class, Mrs. Miller, no one's ever going to ask me to write a novel analysis.
Now, let me just be clear. You're a different Mrs. Miller from my Mrs. Miller. We have a Mrs. Miller, Dorothy Miller, which is my wife. This is just for people keeping track at home. So,
right.
Yes.
I'm
and
my
you,
husband's.
It, your husband is Mr. Miller,
Mr.
but not
Miller.
This Mr. Miller.
Right.
Yes.
Mr. Miller of HP.
There you go. There we go. Not of KIDO.
Right.
There we go. Just for people, you know, a lot of people get confused sometimes in the morning. Here at 580KIDO. So I digress. We were trying to be clear and precise here talking about language.
Yes, clear and precise in language, which all kids need to learn. So when they write for my robotics class, they need to be clear in describing what the problem
now,
is.
Now, how do you write for robots? Don't you go Hulk smash or something like that?
No, you write for robots by at the end of every class, you write up your problems of the day,
right?
Your solutions, which is how you fix those problems, and then your conclusion, which is what you learned from fixing those problems.
So it's something similar to akin to airing of the grievances. We kind of do that weekdays 5 to 9 here.
Yeah.
No solution, just airing of the grievances.
Yes.
That, to me, seems to harness critical thinking skills at a young age.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it takes. And what they love is when they go back and read them, and they're like, oh, I can't believe I couldn't do that, or I couldn't believe I couldn't figure that out, which is the other thing that is really great about teaching robotics is kids have to learn to push past that frustrational level,
right?
Which is difficult for kids these days. I've only been in education for 10 years, but we are noticing a little bit of that where kids are sort of used to if they can't figure it right away, figure it out right away, they're not as persistent as we would hope for them to be. And this class really fosters that. They have to, because they have this great reward in the end, which is making that robot do what you want it to do.
Now, are you worried about the robot turning into, like, the Terminator and running wild?
I am worried about that.
Where are these robots here? Willard, get ready.
I am worried about that this week because we are taking our finals, which is about a two-week class or final in our class. And the kids actually strip their robots down and rebuild them any way they want.
Now, wait a minute. These are actual robots.
Yeah, well, they're little robots. They're Lego robots, but they
right.
actually have arms and they move.
So we're not talking Iron Man or Tony Stark.
No, not that
okay.
big.
Okay, all right.
It would be great to have Tony Stark in here, though.
It would be.
Yeah.
There you have it at 580KIDO, a Marvel Comics fan. So
they break them down and they rebuild them. So
see, that's why you're a good educator. You're focusing me here because I've lost it all with the computers and everything.
So the kids rebuild them. So some years they've come in. One of the greatest ones was the year they came in playing. They had rebuilt into electric guitars, and they came in playing Smoke on the Water.
Right.
And I had known what they were up to, so that was good. Sometimes they build sled dogs.
What about Rick Ashley, you know? Why don't they do that song?
I'm never
Gonna Give You Up. You've never heard Rick Ashley song?
Not with
if you're on YouTube, you know, you'll be watching a YouTube video, and all of a sudden he'll start dancing. It's really hip among the millennials. Rick Rolled, that's right.
Oh, that's right. I actually have seen a YouTube video.
Now, don't talk to Willard. Back to me here.
Sorry.
Anything else, Mrs. Miller, you'd like to share with us today?
Nothing. Thanks for CUNA supporting us, and we'll keep moving forward with education and moving with technology.
Yes.
It's scary for those of us who are no longer in our early 40s.
Well, and you know,
it's been fun.
Remember, what was it, the old Texas Instrument computer?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody always references the Commodore 64.
Yes.
And then what was it, Prodigy? online. Remember that? That was the first thing. And it's amazing. I can remember two dumb things I made, mistakes I made in my life. One, no one really needs to learn Spanish. and number two, computers, do I really care what's going on screen? No,
yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Dot this, matrix that, you know.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you for
having
me.
You're free to go.
All right.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. 7:15, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And here's something, and, you know, we can talk about the VA scandal, or we can talk about this. And this is something that I've gone back and forth on. Edward Snowden, hero or traitor?
I've worked for the Central Intelligence Agency undercover overseas. I've worked for the National Security Agency undercover overseas. And I've worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency as a lecturer at the Joint Counterintelligence Training Academy, where I developed sources and methods for keeping our information and people secure in the most hostile and dangerous environments around the world. So when they say I'm a low-level systems administrator, that I don't know what I'm talking about, I'd say it's somewhat misleading.
Edward Snowden, last night on NBC. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And I really wonder, and I get it when you're advocating, like Nagmeh Abedini, you want your husband back. You talk to any and everyone, and you continue the pressure. Robert and Jannie Bergdahl, they selectively talk to folks about their son, Bo. Edward Snowden, maybe it's his way of trying to continue to press our government for liberties that we've forgotten, that we've lost. In fact, did you hear John Kerry? He needs to man up and come back home. Ooh, how would he like to be in that max cell next to the Unabomber? Not me. However, we are asking the question in light of what happened yesterday with Edward Snowden on NBC and what you're hearing now at 580KIDO. Is he a hero based on what he's disclosed? Remember, without Snowden leaking those classified documents, we'd be thinking that things were a lot more secure electronically than they are today, right? Hey, you're listening to Kevin Miller in the Morning at 580KIDO, live from CUNA Middle School. Courtesy of CapEd, promoting our schools, securing our future. Why don't we get you to work safely and on time?
Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. Now, from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. 580KIDO. Talking about Edward Snowden and the interview last night on NBC. Did you see it? Well, even if you didn't, are you tired of the Snowden propaganda? Or do you believe that he's a hero? That's the one topic. As Mr. Snowden said last night, look, I was no low-level slappy. I was Michael Weston of Burn Notice. I was whatever his name is from the blacklist. I was a big deal. And for the government to sit there and say that I wasn't is certainly disingenuous. He also talked about coming back to America, and then we have the Secretary of State, Mr. Kerry, try and challenge him mano a mano. So that is one topic that we are talking about here this morning. In addition to that, we are focusing in on education. There's another story that is starting to get a lot of attention, and that is an American Marine who has been jailed in Mexico, had his first hearing. Last night he spoke with our own Greta Van Susteren. He has been detained in Mexico for quite some time. His crime, he had several firearms, three, and he crossed the border. Now, he said that he didn't cross the border intentionally. He's an Afghan war veteran. He's an Iraq war veteran. He's a Marine, and he made a wrong turn. Here's what he said last night to our own Greta Van Susteren at 580 KIDO.
He didn't seem to care at all about anything of what I had to say or my story at all.
These were the Mexican authorities. Now, when we talk about reform and everything else, shouldn't we take a look at how the world is treating Americans? You look at our friends, the Afghanis, and we're giving them billions. Apparently, the president wants to give them even more money. And they can't help us release Bo Bergdahl. The same could be said for the folks in Pakistan. You go to Iran, and I mean, these are just Idaho connections, unfortunately. And Iran has Pastor Saeed and several other Americans. Now, we've just released some of our sanctions against them, and I'm thinking to myself, well, don't you think no ticky, no punchy? Why in the world would they not release Pastor Saeed, who is being held and beaten and tortured because he's a Christian? And then we have our friends south of the border, the Mexicans, who have a consulate here, and we do business with them. I believe they're our number one trading partner. I think it, what is it? What is it, Sweet William? Not to be confused with Sweet Willard. It is Mexico or Canada and then China when it comes to our trading partners. Now, here you have a veteran, a man who has fought for America. Where is Mr. Kerry demanding his release?
It was like a math equation in his head. Three guns, man equals prison.
Three guns equal prison. We'll see if he is released. But this seems to be a problem throughout the world. Did you catch Lech Walesa, the leader of Solidarity, saying that America is not a world leader anymore, and if we want to be, then we better act appropriately? And apparently, I guess, he's getting ready to meet the president coming up, and he told Fox News he's going to tell that to the president's face. Wow. Joining us now from Eagle is O from Eagle at 580 KIDO. Good morning, O.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
I'm good. Now, I got that Facebook message from you, and you said you want to do something fun with me?
Yeah, we got to figure something out, Kevin. We got to put our collective brains together and figure something out fun.
Well, you know, I hang out with a rough crew.
Yeah, I know. I like your crew.
Okay, well, you know, it takes a while to fit in with those guys. Not me. They're just very selective, though. I mean, sometimes they give you a hard time. I worry about your feelings being hurt with those roughnecks.
I got pretty thick skin. I think I did a decent job taking care of liberal Steve the day I was in studio.
You did what Pat from Middleton, the international playboy, could not do. Even our friend Tom Munch, who brought in Black's Law Dictionary, could not do, and that is defeat liberal Steve. You have that on your resume. You are the underdog who won here at 580 KIDO.
I was calling about this Marine down in Tijuana.
Sure.
President Obama called the president of Mexico and asked about him, and the president of Mexico said, "I don't know any woman named Marine in Tijuana. Is she a friend of yours?"
Once again, oh, the up-and-coming conservative comedian here at 580 KIDO. Now, are you opening up at the Republican convention? Is it going to be you, Rand Paul, and Mike Huckabee, or is it going to be Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul, and you? Are they opening up for you?
No, your friend Barry, you need to lean on him or get me on the program in some other way, but it's not happening this year. I am planning on attending, though, so we'll see what comes of that.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying that Idaho State GOP Chairman Barry Peterson, who listens to this program, he bumped you from the lineup, or there were talks and then you didn't make the cut? What happened?
I guess I just didn't make the cut. I don't know. I'm deeply upset about it.
Would you like to make a verbal appeal right now to Barry Peterson and others to reconsider and to have you open up there in Coeur d'Alene?
Yes, of course. I'll work for free.
Well, I would. You know, why don't you just directly address the search committee right now and just make that personal appeal?
Barry, if you're listening, down in the fine metro city of Mountain Home, Idaho, I would do a fine job of entertaining your troops up in Moscow. So get me on the program, and you won't regret it.
Well, that's all we can do. Remember, when you're the next Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, you know, we want tickets to the front row because, you know, we could say we heard you here first.
Hey, I appreciate the support, Kevin, and have a great day.
Oh, God bless. Take care.
All right, brother.
All right, our friend O from Eagle. And I'm telling you, this kid's going somewhere. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, Kevin Miller from CUNA Middle School, promoting our school, securing our future on 580-KIDO.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education.
I study nuclear science. I love my classes.
Now from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I'm doing all right. Getting good grades.
580 KIDO, joining us now, a student here at CUNA Middle School, Blake. Blake, good to have you with us.
All right. Good to be here.
All right. It is good to be here. All your teachers keep wishing you well. It's no big deal being on the radio at 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Tell us a little bit about learning. You know, most of us, it was cursive, it was paper, but there's some innovative programs here.
Yeah, one of the programs that we have here is our Chromebooks. And with our Chromebooks, it definitely helps us out in the learning process because it gives us more accessibility to different things, and we don't have to take the whole class down to the computer lab, while rather you could just do it right there at your desk.
You imagine there was a world where people just were stuck to their desks and computers and they couldn't roam before Chromebooks? You ever imagine a world like that existed? They had these things called modems, and you have to... Now
yeah.
It's Wi-Fi and good times.
Yeah, I've thought about it a little bit before, but not too much.
Have you studied it maybe in history class of like agent technology or something like that?
No. During our history classes in middle school right now, we're mainly focusing on turning points for the country, such as the Revolutionary War and the Civil War.
Do you like history?
Yeah, it's a fun class.
And what's your favorite part of history?
Probably doing the DBQs, which stands for document-based question, and it's a packet that has a ton of documents in it, and it asks one main question about a subject that happened in American history and how it affected the American culture, and so we have to analyze the documents and go through them and then write a reflective essay on it, and that's really enjoyable.
Yeah, that sounds really enjoyable. That's right up there with, you know, Wind of the War, witchcraft or something like that. Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about, that was a joke, Willard. Anyway, you know, nobody has a sense of humor, Blake. Let's talk a little bit about your time here and what would you like to say to parents?
So my time here, it's been an overall good experience coming to the middle school. Because we have great programs, we have great art teachers. All of our elective teachers are fun to be with, and they enjoy teaching the subject that they're teaching. What I would say to parents would probably be, I mean, it's a good school. Just parents in general.
You know how to motivate your kid to learn. How do your parents motivate you?
They just tell me to do my best in the classes, try my hardest. As long as I'm trying my hardest, it's okay if I don't do well.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I give it my best.
Right. And I guess that's about it. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Nothing comes to mind.
All right. Well, we usually have that from 5 to 9 usually on this show. Nothing comes to my mind. That's just the listeners that get us through. Good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
Looking forward to high school?
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
You're quite welcome. All right, Blake, we appreciate it. Phone number's here, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. You know, I just love the circle of life here. Usually when we're at some of the high schools or colleges, our friend Sweet Willard, he's kind of close in age to the kids. Now in middle school, he's about just on par with us. Welcome to adulthood, Willard. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Let's take a look at some of the VA scandals and the feedback that is happening out of just what's happening, not only what's going on in Arizona. I have to wonder, and once again, being the opinionated person that I am, how does our VA system stack up here? Now, I must admit, we were working late last night. I did not watch any of the late local news. And not that I'm budding to be a news director in any of the great stations here at 580 KIDO. Well, there's only one good television station. That's the big Channel 7. But if I were a news director, I would be wondering, I'd be sending my scurrying young or not so young reporters to the VA folks here. We have a great relationship with them. We love the veterans. And I'd be highlighting any problems. And if you've had to deal with the Veterans Administration, the people that work there, and we have a lot of nurses, male and female, that listen to this program, a lot of doctors that listen to this program, dude, they don't do it for the money. They do it to serve and to serve our veterans. How big of a noble profession is that? But when it goes wrong and when there's a cover-up, there has to be accountability, right?
Why have you not told this committee yet who was disciplined in Augusta, Georgia, and Columbia, South Carolina, where 9 veterans died because they were on a waiting list for colonoscopies?
As you know, Mr. Chairman, in the last 5 years, the Office of Congressional Legislative Affairs responded to over 100,000 requests for information.
Ma'am, veterans died. Get us the answers, please.
I mean, look, those of us who have served or honor those that did serve, you know, our ignorance of the topic has to be dissuaded. Our ignorance of everything else has to be put down. And as I talked about earlier, the Truman Commission, it was put together by President Roosevelt with then-Senator Harry Truman. And really what the Truman Commission was about was finding out and prosecuting the war profiteers during World War II. Democrats, Republicans need to come together and prosecute these folks with their list. One list does something, you know, the phony books, if you will.
OIG's interim findings make it all the more urgent for VA to come clean and fully comply with our subpoena. Veterans' health is at stake, and I will not stand for a department cover-up.
Here's the deal. We talk about we honor the troops. We love the military. Why is the chairman of the VA still around? He needs to go. You have folks in Arizona to California to New Mexico to Maine making a deal. Now, is this a bipartisan consensus that there's problems with the VA?
I think they ought to finish their investigation, and at that point in time, I definitely will be making sure that those who are responsible for the lack of service for our veterans are held accountable from the top all the way down to the bottom.
There you have it, holding folks accountable from the top to the bottom, and that's the issue that needs to be brought to the forefront here, accountability. And that's one of the reasons why we're at school. We're joined by our friend Shelby Harris, who, you know, we know her from TV, we know her from radio, and now we know her from the school. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So this is your world.
It is. I love this place.
I can tell. I can tell. And we were talking a little earlier about you, about the Khan Academy and everything else. As the school year wraps up, how do you maintain, how do kids maintain those skills that get reinforced every day from you and your colleagues in the classroom?
That's the tough part. You know, as we're going into summer, we're concerned about, you know, it's called summer slide, and we worry about them losing those skills. You know, we know that they lose them after a couple of weeks in class if we're not continually reinforcing them. And so we do battle that over the summer. And, you know, we try to get into it in the fall and do a little bit of review. But, man, it's just they lose a lot.
That's a good point. How do you go from, okay, everybody's peaking, they're well-conditioned,
yeah.
It's like being an athlete, if you will, training, 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 and then you have, as you call it, the summer slide. The challenge of getting people focused after a summer of fun, vacation, and summer camps.
You know, when they come back, they generally come back excited about school for the most part. I mean, you know, you got the few of course, always. But they come back excited and ready to go for the year. Our bigger struggle really is this time of year. You know, it's the end of the year. They're winding down and ready for summer.
And how do you as a parent balance that as well?
I try not to push my kids too hard in the summer, but because I know how important it is, we do focus on keep your reading skills up and your math skills, and so we do some work over the summer.
What can parents do to help their kids without being too pushy, because they have to have buy-in?
Yeah, absolutely. So over the summer, my best encouragement for parents would be to make a deal with their kids. So my plan is to change the Wi-Fi password every morning. And you can earn the password when your 30 minutes of reading and 30 minutes of Khan Academy math work is done, and then you'll have it for the day.
You know, we can't talk enough about the Khan Academy and what's going on in here and other parts of the country. For people that might have missed it earlier this morning or missed your interviews or the CBS special or anything else here in CUNA, can you describe just, you know, how revolutionary that is and what a big deal it is that you have it here in CUNA and in Idaho, the Khan program?
Oh, it's been world-changing for us here. You know, one of the biggest issues in teaching is differentiation. You know, these kids come to us, and I get all 12-year-olds at the same time, but not all 12-year-olds are ready for all the content that 12-year-olds are supposed to receive. And so I have this wide range of abilities. And every teacher really wants to reach every kid, but it's very, very challenging, because if you're going to reach every kid, that means you're in small groups, and what are the rest of the kids doing in class while you're working with those small groups? And that's always been a challenge. So with Khan Academy software in my classroom, I can have every kid working on everything that they need specifically in real time, and I can pull groups while they're working. They never run out of things to do. They all have very clear learning paths that they are on and things that I've recommended to them based on their abilities. And it's just amazing the level of engagement that can happen in that classroom while I'm working in small groups.
Now, do you buy the fact that American kids aren't motivated for math and science? We hear that all the time.
It's a struggle for us, for sure.
It is. So, but when you see what the success, it can be done.
Absolutely. I've got kids who have completely redefined the way they see math. They came in at the beginning of the year having it be their least favorite subject. They did not want to be there. And now, if you ask them, they'll tell you that they love math.
Now, a lot of people ask this of my callers, and I know you've got your day job to do, so it won't keep you much longer. How do you communicate with a 12-year-old?
Carefully. I think it's about less about their age and more about who they are as a person and understanding what they need. Some of them need a motivating cheerleader, and some of them need the stern parent, and some of them need the swift kick, and some, you know, they all need something different.
That describes my relationship with Sweet Willard.
Nice.
Yes, the swift kick, yes.
Some of them need it.
Right. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
It's just been so amazing to watch the crazy amount of change that has happened in this building over the course of the last year, bringing in the one-to-one devices and the software and watching the staff redefine in so many ways the way that they've been teaching. And it's just, I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Well, we're happy to be here, and we're happy of the great work that you and all the teachers are doing here. So thank you.
Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, our pleasure, Shelby. You take care.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to traffic at 5.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. Now, from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. From CUNA Middle School, promoting our school, securing our future. Thank you, CapEd. Hey, are you worried about somebody stealing your phone? Here's some great tips from Fox News' Bill Vitka.
When your phone goes missing, the thefty might be the way to track down the bad guys. It's a new tool, according to the Wall Street Journal, that mobile security firm Lookout began providing this week. It's part of an app that alerts you to suspicious behavior on your phone, like entering the wrong password. An email then notifies you of your phone's location, and you get a look at the person holding your phone, be they good guy or bad guy. Theft alerts run $30 a year, bundled with other services that block unsafe websites. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
I like that, the thefty. Now, if they could only have something called the findy, so when you lose your phone, or you leave it at home, or you leave it in your car, that some type of internal, external device goes beep, beep, beep. Now, I know for everybody under 25 that we have a huge audience that that does that at 580, that listens at 580KIDO. You know, that you're going beep, beep, beep. How about a shock? That would be something. Kevin Miller in the morning, more coming up on the VA scandal. The economy did not grow for the first time in a while. We'll tell you a little bit about that. Plus, more of our wonderful stories of highlighting the kids, the educators, the teachers, the parents that make Idaho what a great place for education. 7:58, Kevin Miller in the morning. We're in the hallway, all right, with the people, the kids, the students. CUNA Middle School, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to trap. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Keep it here.